my dog Maya, who I was with my dog Maya and my friend John, and she lets out just a little growl, just enough to make me look up and, you know, what's this? And sure enough, about 30 feet away or so was a pretty large grizzly bear. She then picked me up and drug me off into the forest. And all I remember feeling was just the ground moving underneath me very quickly. And at some point, you know, I was kind of in and out of consciousness as she was moving me. And I never forget the feeling of sort of coming back to consciousness, waking up while the mauling is happening. And what struck me the most about those moments was the feeling of her front claws sort of pressing down on my shoulders as she stood over me. But also, I'll never forget the massive and powerful sound of her lungs and just the magnitude of her breath as she huffed and growled. And I heard my friend John calling from a distance loudly. And so I didn't know if there was a rescue underway or if they were searching for me actively. But I knew I'd been drug off the trail a ways, so I wanted them to know where I was. So I let out a call back. And in hindsight, that was a definite mistake because it was too much sign of life for the bear, who then quickly returned to me and delivered what I now refer to as sort of the death blow, which is where she, you know, cocked her head sideways and bit down across my face from side to side, really crushing a lot of the facial skeleton, the skull. I almost saw my body laying there on the forest floor, and then I was inside of my body, and I all of a sudden was hearing the sounds of the river and the wind in the trees and some chickadees at a distance. And it was like the presence of the peacefulness was back in the forest again. And it was very clear, as opposed to the several times before that when I'd come back to consciousness and the bear was still there. This time it was very obvious that the bear had gone.